Ko moia wa tamanui Francine tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. A lawyer for inmates challenging their transfer from Arohata Women's Prison says it's time to reopen the Wellington-based facility to sentence prisoners after the High Court found corrections broke the law when it moved dozens of inmates. The court also found by moving the Wahine to prisons in Christchurch and Auckland, corrections broke New Zealand's international obligation not to separate mothers from their children. Staff freed up by the move were shifted to Remutaka Prison so it could take inmates from the overstretched Spring Hill and Woody Means prisons. Barrister Anita Hill says the need for the women and their whānau were ignored.
Some of these women haven't seen their kids in person for 18 months to 2 years. Some have elderly parents that they've not been able to see in person, and their release planning has been disrupted. So some women have not been able to get parole because their programs have been disrupted or their planning for accommodation has been disrupted.
Anita says there were also 27 women on the wait list for a drug treatment program, which was closed down as part of the move. Judge Karen Fox was today sworn in as the first Wahine to be Chief Judge of the Māori Land Court. Hamilton Cabinet Minister Nanaia Mahuta, who attended this morning's consecration in Hamilton, said it's a reflection of the times.
For land and for women, things worth dying for. And she will be a strong steward of aspiration for Māori land development, ensuring that we have really good governance structures over our whenua, that we're applying tikanga when we're thinking about our whenua, and also for the Waitangi Tribunal, given the nature of issues that we're confronting in this contemporary context.
Nanaia Mahuta. New Zealand First leader Winston Peters has called for English to be an official language. He says it amazes him Te Reo Māori and New Zealand Sign Language are official, but not English. He says it's leading to Māori being inserted into official documents, even though 95% of those reading it don't understand.
All communication should be about understanding. If you throw in a whole lot of Māori words, then the person has lost all idea what they're reading. Then you're not going to have plain language, you're not going to have understanding, and you're not going to get through the message. And if it needs to be in Māori, then put it in Māori. But stop mixing that together as though it is part of what I call the plain language intent.
Winston Peters says the vast majority of Māori can't understand what's being said either. And that's your Wātea English News.